Very similar today as yesterday with our readings, especially with angels, as we heard again about surely he did not help angels, but rather the descendants of Abraham, and again driving out these bad angels in the gospel according to Mark. But today I'd like to share, as these connections are pretty powerful as they always are, but today kind of what went to my heart was the two lines that Jesus was experiencing. The first in Hebrew is, because he himself was tested through what he suffered, he is able to help those who are being tested. That's a good opportunity for prayerfulness in our life. If we're suffering, or if we know somebody who is suffering, to know that Jesus Christ, he himself was tested through what he suffered, he is able to help those who are being tested. And if we double that up with the gospel, Jesus Christ obviously had a mission, and he told from his disciples, they said, everyone is looking for you. He told them, let us go on to the nearby villages, that I preach there also. For this purpose have I come. He wasn't here just for one person or a few people, but as many as he could. So two connections today, I think, that Jesus himself was tested and suffered, and he had a mission. And we too, same things. We have suffering in our lives, at times better than worse. And we should serve those who are suffering. And we too need to go beyond our comfort zone to find people that we need to talk to, that we have to evangelize to them. So we'll offer these to our prayers today at Mass in the day, the next few days, and listen to what the Holy Spirit has in your heart from the letter to the Hebrews and the Gospel according to Mark.